So here we are, my lovely friends. Thank you very much for joining me. You are live with me here as I speak to you live here, listening to, talking to you and sharing about anything and everything spiritual, because this is your kick of the day with spirit, your daily show, your daily spiritual talk show about everything and anything spiritual as part of the big podcast series, Let's Talk Spirit. I'm your show host, Susanna, a medium, an international psychic, a medium, a teacher, a healer, and a UK registered art therapist. So today we are going to talk about something very, very important for many, many of us, especially during the time what we are experiencing or going through right now. Now, hands up if you find it easy to say yes to many, many things. Yes. Oh, we are so easily nodding our heads and saying yes, whether we want it or not. But then it is very easy to say yes. Very easy to say yes. Or even when we are not saying the word yes, we are going to go that way that the outcome of our thoughts, our words, and our actions will be that we are in agreement with something or with somebody else. It's easy to say yes because we want to confirm, we want to be part of the gang, we want to be part of the community, we want to be accepted, we want to be good because we were brought up to be good. The person who is behaving, listening, and going forward and going along with everything, or that person was told or ever told. So it's so very easy, and it was so very easy to get used to saying yes and nodding our head and be quiet and just agreeing with everything and everybody. However, deep within, a lot of us might have been experiencing, now I'm just pausing on the word when I said lot of us, but then, well, that's a different conversation, but here we go. So what I'm saying is that some people found it very easy to say yes to everything because this is just the only thing we knew. This is the only thing we were introduced to, just to be yes with everything. Our name was nothing else. Simply because we did not know anything else, any other way to cope with situations or manage the situations. Until one moment when we realized that maybe we could say something else. Or maybe we have our own ideas. Maybe we can do something differently. Maybe we can sing that song differently. Maybe we can build that castle better. Maybe our picture is different. Maybe we can color better and we are not agreeing with the person, with a friend or teacher or anybody, nursery teacher, who has another idea about our work, about ourselves. And of course, that is where we feel a little bit of a discomfort because we are hearing the other person. We were trained to be a yes person, saying yes and nodding our heads and agreeing with everything and everybody. But then that moment comes when we feel that actually, you know, I've got a different idea. So you see, that is a point where we are feeling constipated with the energy. We are feeling out of alignment. We are feeling out of tune. We might actually sing out of tune during those times. But then we are feeling that something is just not right. We are out of balance. We are out of alignment. We are messed up. We are losing focus. We want to go one way. We want to say the yes, because this is the way we were always thinking and being and breathing and alive, being alive and existing. But then we know there is a different way. So what happens? That sooner or later, if this is our soul, this is what our soul needs to experience, then we are starting thinking about the other variation of that reality where we are calling ourselves no, or where we are saying the word no, when we are thinking of what would it feel like saying yes or no, what would it feel like saying no, or at least not agreeing, at least not going along with what is the yes conversation, at least maybe just being quiet, at least just maybe disappearing and not taking the sides, maybe just wondering, maybe just waiting and seeing what is how everything is spanning out, maybe just waiting to see what our friends and our community members, our families, decide and how their yeses work out. And what about our pause? So we are not at the present, not at the stage of saying no, but then we are pausing. I quite like that space. Quite like that space because it simply shows that there is a slight prickle of little sense of consciousness and awareness, where we are actually just wondering and pondering, even maybe before we make any decisions. But then we get to that point that we need that breathing space, and it's a quiet moment. It is a quiet moment because when we are saying yes and allowing everything and anything and everything to happen, whether we like it or not, then it's quite blunt, actually, if you just imagine. Because right now, as I working with this energy, I'm not seeing the colors. It feels very blunt to me, like a, you know, the school dinner, which always tasted the same. So that is the energy for the yes. Unless when you are asked to get married, that might be a different energy, all those various beautiful things. So that has color, that has passion, that has energy, that is big, alive. But then the yes, where we feel that actually it's not a yes anymore for me, then it is blunt and it tastes like school dinners. So here we go. But then there is that point of moment when you pause. And then when you go quiet, and then maybe you don't know what you are doing, but you just feel like you just need to be quiet. And when you are just listening to your inner sense, you are feeling your gut senses, you are feeling discomfort about certain things you sense, you hear, you witness, you observe, you feel, whichever sense you are using, it falls out of alignment with the truth within. And then since when we talk about truth, there is one truth, and whichever label we want to give that truth, that is just the truth in itself. And then when our soul has got to that point to reach the awareness of just tasting and touching and sensing and just about reaching the edge of the big massive energy of the truth, then we know that there is something else is going on. That is where we need to be quiet and ponder and wonder and reflect. And even if we don't know why we are quiet, but we are actually present that or aware that we know that we don't want the yes. Conversation and the yes crowd in whatever context we are talking about here. Then we get to the point where we are quiet, and you might need to stay in a quiet space for a couple of hours, maybe a day or two, maybe a week, maybe a month, maybe years, maybe more than a few years. But then we are quiet because we fear that the yes conversation is not our frequency, because the soul has reached that point in its own development, on the course of its own life, that knowing and figuring out that what is in alignment, but what it means to be in alignment and what it means to be out of alignment. So it takes a little time. Now, in human life, where we are measuring our life, we might be feeling, oh, I am not doing anything, nothing is happening, and I'm sitting on my months and then my years and my decades, and I'm still in a way of feeling the reality, and I don't know which way I'm moving next, but I know I'm not going that way, where everybody's saying the yes, maybe within just a family, you know, whatever context we are creating here. It might happen to you within the family, everybody saying yes, because that's the culture, the tradition, and the way of thinking, believing for generations or hundreds of generations or so. But then you are maybe the first one in that setup, that community, whose soul has reached a point of awareness and started asking the questions. And then if this is you, this resonates with you, I am so very delighted for you, my friend, because this is a point where we go quiet and you know, when we go a little bit blank on our faces and people don't know what's going on, but that's a place where we are within ourselves and we are growing from within. We are nurturing ourselves from within. And nurturing means not giving our energies away to that one and over there, all the yeses, but then bringing it back to ourselves. That is such a yummy energy there. And most certainly that does not taste like a school dinner. A school dinner, what we might be familiar with, a lot of yeses, that is just part of the structure. But maybe that feels like apricot jam when we are going quiet and reflecting and pondering and wondering. And then even if we don't know why or what about, we are pondering and wondering and trying to reflect about, but at least we've got the consciousness, that awareness that we are in a different zone altogether. So whatever way we are managing it, with lots of self-care, really looking after ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, breathing. You see, every time I'm talking to you here, we are talking about breathing, coming back to our breathing. Interesting, because now I needed to take that breath. So you see, consciousness is working through us. There is a meaning why we are here, why we are talking about these things. But then you see, when we go through the apricot jam stage, when we are not going with the school dinner sense of reality, but then we are nurturing ourselves, and then we know the sweetness of within ourselves is the most delicious thing what we can experience in our human lives, then we are at the perfect place. Then we are at the perfect place. And then from that space, we will know, after weeks or months or years, the whole lifetime of meditation and reflection, then we will know whether we want to go back to the yes part of our life, or we know there is a different way. But then, to be honest, I feel that once we figure that we are up to this point, that we are in the apricot gem stage of our life, I don't know what I'm getting these ideas, but here we go. Spirit is working through all the channels and conversations. But then from that place, we will know that there is something else. Because if we got to that point, we reflect and then we know why and how we needed to get to this point, why we needed to let go of the yes conversation of many, and then why we are at the stage where we are right now. And then from that space, we know that if we got to this point, then it just continues, the energy continues. Let's see, let's sense, let's breathe into that reality where we know, where we feel, where we are curious, where our soul is going to take us, what our path is about. And then in that sense, it's going to be a yes, a big, big capital yes conversation to yourself. You give yourself a big brownie point, because you are figuring out that finally you are saying yes to yourself, to your life mission, your soul path, your frequency, where you are feeling fully in alignment with what your soul is bringing forward for you. And in fact, maybe your soul might have been talking to you or shaking you up or having been giving you signs throughout your many years. But then because we were all in the yes conversation, we were completely deafened and blinded and numbed to realize what that calling was. And then the conversation from within is your conversation. That is the only conversation when it comes to yes conversations you need to listen to and nurture and hold and bring it forward and just love within your heart and all your senses. That's your yes conversation. That's your number one priority in your life. And then when you are reflecting of the old type of yes conversation, meaning your families, your upbringing, your even, so I'm not saying culture, but whichever way you are thinking, or communities, or schools you've attended, when you have had the yes conversations over there, then you can figure it out. You will know what is the, from your new space, from your apricot jam space, what is the yes and what is the no in relation to those realities. But I feel that for you, the most important thing is the yes within, listening to the yes within, bringing the energy forward from that space, nurturing that space, nurturing that energy, like You know, that is the time when it is coming out of on our face, when we are glowing and then we are sparkling, and that energy, that light is within our eyes. And then people around us might not understand, or they might not know what is going on, but then they feel the energy when we are entering the room, because the energy what we are holding, the frequency what we are holding is within us. We do not need to talk about those things unless we want to go through different stages of trying to talk about our yeses to the others, or the yeses or the noes of the others. But then we are going through that stage and figuring out that really keeping ourselves to our yes conversation within ourselves is the most important thing. And living our lives and breathing from that space is the most important thing. Stepping into the tomorrow, the next moment, and then the tomorrow. Tomorrow is a day, tomorrow is a week, a month, a year. From our space, from our yes place, from our yes space, is a reality. And that's not just a new reality, but then the reality. And that reality has been available for you all your lives. Maybe we are just waking up right now, and this is what we need to experience, and this is what we need to talk about. In fact, this is what we need to, we might have needed to talk about today, my lovely listener. So absolutely fascinating conversation. If you are in the yes, no conversation about various things, my invitation is pause. Pause without taking a decision, making a decision, taking a step, coming from your mind. Just pause, bring yourself back to your breath. And then relax in the chaos of the mind, which does not know what decision to make or how to make your decision. And then that very moment when you are quiet and silent, then you will know your answer. You will know your answer. And I'm cheering you on the way, cheering you on the way. Now, my lovely friends, if this resonated with you, I would love to hear your reflections, your questions, your ponderings and wonderings about this topic or anything spiritual, anything and everything spiritual. I would love to hear from you. Please send me an email to hello@susannamedium.com. And Susanna is a lovely name spelled Z-S-U-Z-S-A-N-N-A medium.com, or on the continent or here in the UK, Z-S-U-Z-S-A-N-N-A medium.com. I would love to include you in my show, in my talk show. Now, Kick of the Day with Spirit is a daily show, daily spiritual show. And that is part of the big umbrella conversation, which I call the Let's Talk Spirit. So stay tuned in, be part of this community, be part of my journey, our journey. We are sharing the existence here. And again, this is about raising the frequency. That's why we are here every day talking about something which is important to all of us, not just to me, but then to all of us. And then if there is only one person who's resonating with this conversation, I know I'm going to sleep well. And even if I'm not hearing from you, I wish you a wonderful day or evening or afternoon, wherever you are, whether you are listening live right now, live on Monday, the 15th of April, 2024, or on replay on whatever channel you are hearing and finding this conversation. So I was your show host, Susanna Medium. You can find my information at www.susannamedium.com or linktree.com/, and you can find Susanna Medium. You can find everything which is available, what is available there. So my lovely friends, that was our talk show, Kick of the Day with Spirit, for today. Come back for tomorrow. And again, if you have questions, feel free to send us an email to hello@susannamedium.com. So here we go. I'm sending you lots of love, many, many blessings, and have a gorgeous day. And tuning to your conversation, is the world going yes, no, or pause and breathe and be in your own space?